Supers! Welcome to the Kelly Talks Social Podcast, a place where I talk about all things social media, especially Instagram, entrepreneurship, and mindset that includes easy and actionable tips and strategies. I'm your host, Kelly, an Instagram coach, entrepreneur, former beauty salon owner, and a chocolate lover. My sole purpose today is to help you enjoy freedom in business and in life. So if you're ready to be a superpreneur, then let's do this. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome back to another episode of the Kelly Talks Social Podcast. Now, today, I'm going to be talking all about Instagram Reels because it has been the rage on Instagram lately and it has taken the world by a storm. So today, I'm going to be talking about how you can use Instagram Reels in your content marketing strategy. So, recently, Instagram has just launched a new feature called the Instagram Reels, which is a 15-second bite-sized videos in a fun and creative way that you can create engaging videos. You can even share your Instagram Reels on your stories and on your feed. So you will notice that you actually have a new Reels tab on your profile, so you can really see where Instagram is really going with the new feature. With that being said, you can now reach a wider audience from a different angle with this new feature. Instagram is pushing out this new feature. The organic reach is amazing. And if you look at the Explore feed, it takes up almost 3/4 of the page. And you can tell that Instagram is prioritizing the feature at the moment. And when you scroll down the Explore page, you can even see it on the left-hand corner where there's a little rectangle size of a Reels being featured. And once you click on the Reels, you can go down the rabbit hole of just looking at all the entertaining videos that you can see. And when you're scrolling through the feed, there are even suggested Reels for you to explore. So don't wait any longer to start using this feature, because what I foresee in the future is that Instagram Reels is going to be exactly just like Instagram Stories. It will take off at the very beginning, giving you the best organic reach ever, and it will slowly cut back on the organic reach because Instagram wants you to use the new feature as much as possible. So if you want to know how to use Instagram Reels, I spoke about that in the previous episode, which is episode 3 on the podcast. I'll put the link in the show notes for you to be able to head back and listen on a step-by-step guide on how to use Instagram Reels. Now, I just want to put this out there. If you are anxious about using Instagram Reels just because it is a video and it scares the crap out of you, don't be. Because you don't have to dance or do any awkward or silly moves. I'm the sort of person who's actually really scared to be on video. Like, it makes me anxious all the time because all I'm thinking is, what if someone's going to look at me and say she looks really silly on the video, and all the what ifs just continues going on. But I want you to be able to flip the script and don't care about whoever is looking at you. Flip the script, because you are that confident person that's going to be able to show up on videos and still provide the valuable information that you want to share with your ideal clients or your audience. So one way of creating Instagram videos is by repurposing. Now, I'm a really big fan of repurposing content from different social media platforms simply because it saves time. You don't want to be creating fresh content every single day, because at some point you will burn out and you will have no more ideas whatsoever to keep sharing with your audience. So one way of creating a reel is that if you have already been doing Instagram stories, you can put together a few stories if they are shorter than 15 seconds. Or if it's just that one story, save it down and upload it onto the Reels feature and start editing it from there. Now, if you have been using other social platforms like TikTok or LinkedIn where you have been uploading bite-sized videos, you can repurpose them onto Reels. But first, be mindful of how you repurpose the video. Make sure you do this extra step. Post the video without the watermark or the logo of that platform that you are repurposing from. So for example, if you have been using TikTok and you would like to repurpose that particular piece of content, it is best that you do this extra step. And I'll be sharing with you in a bit on how you can upload a video onto Instagram Reels without the TikTok logo. Although some users are experiencing massive organic reach with repurposing TikTok videos with the logo, at some point, my gut feeling is that Instagram will start updating their algorithm and give a much lower reach to users who are posting videos made on their competitors' platform. Because if you think from their point of view, from their eyes, Instagram wants you to use their feature and their editing tools that has been provided by them. They don't want to have their competitors' video on their platform. So if you're using a TikTok video to repurpose the content, all you have to do is use Musical.ly Down to download a video without the TikTok logo. I will be posting the link in the show notes below. The next thing is you can create new content. So here are some content ideas for you to start getting the ball rolling with Instagram Reels. You can reintroduce yourself because at some point you will be getting new followers on your Instagram account and not everybody knows what you're doing, what you offer, and what your why is on the platform. Although you do have an Instagram bio that should list all of that, it is nice to get onto video so that your audience can get to know you in a more personal way. So reintroduce yourself and let your audience know who you help, what you offer, and why you do what you do, and throw in one or two fun facts about you. The next thing you can create is introducing your offers, which are the new programs you have, masterclasses, your podcasts, or even the Facebook groups that you have. You can even show behind the scenes of your business, the new offers and launches that you have, just as a sneak preview of what you have been up to. Another thing that I do like to share are hacks. So you can share tools that you use that are helpful with productivity. Now, as entrepreneurs, time is precious, especially if you are a new business owner and you don't have a team yet and you're still doing most of the activities or tasks on your own. Time is really precious. So share any hacks or any tools that you feel that can help your audience save time or even help them massively with productivity. One of my favorite content to share are tips. What you can do is that you share the why and what on a topic. So remember that you only have 15 seconds to share the information. So share the why and what on a topic that your ideal clients and audience would love to watch. With the content ideas above that I've shared with you, now is the time to brainstorm and get your ideas flowing. Then plan out the days that you want to publish them. For now, you have to do this manually because there are no scheduling tools to help you with scheduling the content. And what you want to do is be consistent with your reels because consistency is key. And here is one big tip that I would love to share with you. Don't forget to add a call to action at the end of your video that is in line with your goals. So it could be, follow me for more tips, or head over to my link in bio and just get them to do what you want them to do. You always need to guide your audiences to do the next step. Because if you don't tell them what to do, no one's going to do anything but just watch your reels. Don't overthink Instagram Reels. Have fun with it and let your audience get to know you in a fun and entertaining way while you are still providing the value. Now go forth with Instagram Reels because you are super in every way. I'll talk to you soon in my next episode. Thank you for listening to the Kelly Talks Social Podcast. brought to you by my free Instagram masterclass, which you can find on my Instagram account, link in my bio, or simply just DM me for the link. Now, don't forget to leave a review, subscribe so that you'll be the first to be notified, and tag me on Instagram stories at Kelly Talks Social so that I can give you a shout out. And see you on the next episode.